My name is David Doremus, and I'm out of breath.
他说他已经没有气力了。
But we both have a first here.
我们俩都是有第一次的经验。
After 40 years of preaching, this is the first time I preached with an interpreter.
我已经在台上讲道已经40多年了。今天是我第一次有一个翻译。
But I'm encouraged because this brother says this is the first time he's interpreted too.
他说他有一个同伴就是也是第一次在这台上做这个翻译。
So be patient with us.
所以请你们忍耐。
If you have your Bible with you, and I hope you do,
如果你们有你们圣经，我希望你们都有。
I'm going to read the passage, the familiar passage from Matthew chapter 1.
我将要从马太福音第一章来读一段圣经给你们听。这段圣经是大家都很熟悉的。
Beginning with verse 18.
是从18节开始。
Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place this way.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。
When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit.
她母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly.
她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱他，想要暗暗的把他休了。
But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary your wife.
正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子。玛利亚来。
For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
And she shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet.
这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话。
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel.
必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
I appreciate that last song that we sang.
我很欣赏刚才我们所唱的最后一首歌。
It's the really the theme that I have in mind this morning.
因为这正巧是我今天要说的主题。
Christmas and Easter are special days for several reasons.
圣诞节和复活节是一个是非常特别的节日，是有几个原因。
Because for many of you here, the story of Christmas is something that you've heard since childhood.
因为你们当中很多人哈，这个圣诞节的故事呢，你们很小就知道了。
There's nothing new that I can say that you haven't already heard.
没有什么新的事情、新的故事我可以告诉你们的了。
But I think it's a time to reflect on a number of things.
然而今天我们可以从各方面来思考。
It's a time not only to reflect on the birth of the Son of God.
这是一个我们可以思考神是不只是一个神的儿子。
It's a time to rememberthat the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
我们更要回想一下，耶稣基督是道成肉身的，来到我们当中。
It's a time to remember a life that was lived to the glory of God.
这是我们可以去纪念到有一个生命是来到世上是为了要彰显神的荣耀。
It's a time to remember a death that was misunderstood at the time.
这是一个时候让我们来纪念到有一个生命是为我们而死可是却没有人明白那个时候。
Years ago, I preached a sermon on the day that hell came to earth.
很多年前我曾经有一个，我讲了一段是那个西律王来到世上。
And I was rebuked for the title.
然后我就被人责备，是因为我说的那个题目。
But you know, I think it was true.
然后。
No, go ahead. In the darkness on that cross, the Son of God suffered in a period of time all that I would have had to suffer for eternity and you too.
在那个时候，耶稣基督在十字架上所受的苦难，是比不上我一辈子要受的苦难。
When he cried, "It is finished."
当他在十字架上大喊说"成了"的时候，
he had finished the work that he came to do.
他只是成了他来世界上所要行的事。
We need to remember also a glorious resurrection.
我们必须要纪念到以主耶稣的复活。
Because he confirmed that he had finished and completed and was what he had done was accepted by the Father.
因为他肯定了他的复活肯定了他来到世上所行的是已经完成了是能够受到神天父的接受。
But we need to reflect on something else, friends, every day.
我们还要纪念到其他的每一天在我们生命当中的事情。
We need to reflect on what he said we should do.
我们要想念他要我们所行的事。
I can't imagine how many, can't remember how many times I've preached on Matthew 28.
我忘记了我在这个马太福音，Matthew 28:20。
Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
耶稣说，使万人成为你的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age.
你们要向世人传福音，要奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名来去。
In my feeble memory, I left out part of it. He said, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you, and then, lo, I am with you. Sorry.
要教他们来顺服神所教导的一切。But
he said something else that's recorded in Acts chapter 1. And this is for every one of you this morning that know the Lord as your Savior. So listen carefully.
他在《使徒行传》一章也说了另外一些，他说神要与你同在，所以请你们仔细的听。Jesus
said as he, before he rose up and was ascended, he said, "Ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth."
耶稣复活升天的时候， 他说你们要为我做见证，从耶路撒冷、犹太地到地极。
My message this morning is not about witnessing, but I can't pass it up.
我今天的信息不是说为主做见证，不过我不能够不说。
I've had people tell me, "I can't be a witness because I don't know enough about the Bible."
有些人告诉我，我不能为主做见证，因为我对圣经不熟悉。
I never went to Bible school.
我从来没有上过圣经学校。
Isn't that the pastor's job?
那不是牧师的事吗？
I'm not a lawyer this morning, and if there's any lawyers here, you'll have to forgive me.
我不是一个律师，如果你们当中是有律师的，请你原谅我。
And I do not usually watch Judge Judy or Judge Joe Brown.
我也很少看电视上的 Judge Judy 或者其他的。
Okay. No. But I think I know enough about law to say that a witness...is not someone who comes and tells what they read.
然而我对法律稍微有一点知识，我知道一个证人不是来告诉我们他读了什么。
Or tells what somebody else referred to them.
或是把别人告诉他的来说出来。
Unless I'm mistaken, a witness is someone who tells...What happened to them? Does anybody want to argue with that?
我相信那个做见证的人是要见证他自己亲身的经验。
So, if you have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you were there, weren't you?
所以如果你是认识了主，把他当作你是你的救主的话。你不是有很多直接的经验吗？
You can be a witness to what happened.
你可以为你的得救做见证。
And that's something that every person can do. You don't have to go to Bible school or seminary in order to be a witness.
那是任何一个人都可以做的，你不需要上圣经学校来才能够做这样的见证。
And friends, this is what the world needs to hear. The people that need to hear it are not here this morning. They're out there.
所以朋友们，这是世界的人都要的听到的信息。可是他们都不在我们这个教会当中，他们在外面。
And this is what I've been trying to do for the last. I'm getting a little wiser as I get older, but don't wait this long.
我已经做这样的事情很多年了，不过我现在开始慢慢的比较有智慧，可是请你们不要等这么久。
So, my wife and I have decided we need to do something to be witnesses.
我太太和我相信我们需要做一些事情来为主做见证。
So what we did in my venerable age, I don't have too much more time,to talk to my children and grandchildren.
我现在年纪已经大了，我也没有很多时间可以跟我的孩子和我的孙子们来分享。
So what we did, we put it in writing. So now it'll be like Enoch, he being dead yet speaketh.
所以我把我要跟他们所说的写在一本册子上。Can you please repeat that, Enoch?
Enoch.It says in Hebrews that Enoch, the fellow in the Old Testament that was translated, it says, he being dead yet speaks.、So, this is me.
所以他是希望说，就是一天他离开了之后，他的话还未存下来，就好像以诺是，他虽然死了，可是他的话还是存留。
But seriously, friends, people...that don't come and sit in church Sunday morning or Sunday evening, the people you meet at the drugstore and I'll stop a minute and give you a breath.
亲爱的朋友们，我们不是只是来到教会听到而已，我们还有很多人在外面需要我们的见证。
I found one of the best places to be witnesses is not in the sanctuary on Sunday morning or Sunday evening, it's at the grocery store,at the drugstore, at the hardware store, where else do I go?
Yeah, 我发现最好能够传福音的地方不是在这个教会里面，而是在外面的商店里，百货公司或者卖什么东西的地方。
My dear wife, she goes to the exercise center, and I sit out and wait for her because I'm just the chauffeur.
我太太常常到健身中心去。我常常把他 带到那边去，在外面等他，因为我是开车载他的车夫。
And seriously, friends, I have a chance to talk to more unsaved people than you probably do on any given Sunday morning.
让我告诉你，因为这样我有很多机会向各样各样的人传福音，比起在教会里面的机会更多。
And as long as they're not an English major, I give them one of these.
如果你们想要，我可以给他一本。
You know, that's because I wasn't an English major.
他说他不是一个英文的主修的。
I realize I'm taking time here, but let me get to the theme that I want to share with you this morning.
让我进入今天我要说说的这个信息。
It's important that we reflect on the past because if you're going to be a witness, you have to remember what happened.
我们必须要回想过去，是因为如果你要为主做见证，你必须要知道什么事情曾经发生过。
But the Lord also told us to look forward and to expect, he said, the same Jesus that went up is going to come again in like manner. So we look forward.
神也要我们向前面望。 因为他告诉我们，主耶稣基督升天之后，以后还要再来。
But what I want to share with you is not the past today or the future, but what's happening right now, today and tomorrow.
我今天要跟大家分享的不是过去，也不是将来，而是今天，而是明天。
When God said to Joseph that his son should be named Emmanuel, God with us. We sometimes forget what that means and what it means right now.
当神说跟这个约瑟说，你要为他起名，是要被称为以马内利，可是我们却忘记了。 这个以马内利的意义在哪里？
If I could put my theme in one sentence, I'm praying that every one of you who know the Lord will become very, very conscious and experience the daily presence of God, of Jesus Christ.
这以马内利是神与我们同在，我是希望大家能够。 清楚地知道这个耶稣他就在我们当中。
In the Old Testament, and this may not be quite as familiar with you as Psalm 23.
请大家看诗篇23。
But this is Psalm 139.
不是，对不起，是139。
Remember, this is long before the cross, but notice what David says.
记得这是在十字架很久之前的，请大家看这个大卫怎么说。
I'm reading from verse 2.
第二节。
Thou knowest when I sit down and when I rise up.
我坐下，我起来，你晓得。
Thou discernest my thoughts from afar.
你从远处知道我的意念。
Thou searchest out my path and my lying down.
我行路，我躺卧，你都细查。
And art acquainted with all my ways.
你也深知我一切所行的。
Even before a word is on my tongue, lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether.
耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
Thou dost beset me behind and before, and layest thy hand upon me.
你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上。
Now notice this next section, please. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence?
请大家特别留意第六节，这样的知识奇妙是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。
If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, Thou art there.
我往哪里去躲避你的灵，我往哪里去逃避你的面，我若升到天上，你在那里，我若在阴间下场，你也在那里。
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住，就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
Do I have to ask the question, was David conscious of the presence of the Lord?
我需要问你们这样的问题吗？那个大卫他有没有感觉到神与他同在？
He said, whither shall I flee from your spirit? I can't get away.
他说无论如何我都逃不掉你的面。
Now Jonah tried it.
约拿曾经试过。
It says in the book of Jonah that Jonah got on board a ship to flee from the presence of the Lord.
约拿你记得他到船上去要逃避神。
But he didn't make it, did he?
可是他没有办到。
And neither will you if you're trying to run for the Lord.
你们也不能够逃避神的面。
It's impossible.
是绝对不可能的。
The Lord gave more than that, promises of his presence. But I just want to give you three scriptures where he made that promise, and then we'll go on.
神他给我们从三方面的应许，说他与我们同在，我要跟你们分享一些经文。
The one that I mentioned in prayer, Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20. If you're not familiar with these, just note them down, please.
马太福音
Matthew 18,
18章19、20节
19 and 20.
马太福音18章19、20节
And this is where he said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there will I be in the midst of them.
这是他告诉我们，他说，你们若是，你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为你们成全。
Now, do you believe what Jesus says?
你相信耶稣说的话吗？
Is he here this morning?
他在我们当中吗？
I see more than two or three people here.
我看见至少两三个人在这。
Welcome the Lord. Praise God.
欢迎神在我们当中，感谢神。
He said something else in John 14, verse 23 that is even more, in a sense, astounding.
在约翰福音十四章
That's, I'm not going to read it.
二十三节，约翰福音十四章二十三节。
Oh, I better get mine open. My memory is going. In verse 23, it says, Jesus answered him, If a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
And then the final passage that it's so easily overlooked is Matthew 28:20.
最后一段经文是马太福音二十八章二十节，这是很容易忽略的。
The first part we quoted, but the last part is so often ignored. For Jesus said, after he gave the command to go and preach the gospel, he said, And lo, I am with you. How long? How long? Do you believe that?
这第二十节有两个部分，我们常常忘记的第二部分，就是说我要常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。大家想，是多久呢？神与我们同在多久呢？
Is he here?
他在我们当中吗？
Yes.
Praise the Lord, somebody's awake.
赞美神，有一个人他
He is here.
他在我们当中。
I can hear somebody say, well, now that's, how is that consistent with the idea that Jesus is, we're looking for him to come again?
那我们不是说主耶稣他还要再来吗? 怎么说他又在我们当中呢?
How can he be in heaven and down here in Burlington at Massachusetts at the same time?
他怎么可能在天上又在我们当中, 在Burlington这个地方呢?
No problem at all.
没有问题的。
No problem at all.
没有问题, 绝对没有问题。
The Lord indeed has promised to come down, and it says he will come in the glorious splendor as they saw him go, even more glorious, to gather his own to himself.
主已经曾经应许过, 他还要再来, 他来的时候比他去的时候更加的荣耀。
But there's no reason to say he can't be here now, even though we can't see him.
我们真的不可以说他不可以在我们当中, 虽然我们是不能够看见他。
Now, I don't want to indulge your kindness, and I do have a watch. There's no calendar on the wall, though.
我有一个手表, 我会看时间, 可是我不想你们, 失去你们的耐心。
I shouldn't say this, but, you know, a lady was sitting in church one time with her little boy, and the minister always had a habit of taking his watch off like this.
有没有常看到有时候有一些, 讲道的人, 他们常常把他们的手表拿下来, 放在这台上。
And he would very carefully lay it on the pulpit.
他会很小心地把他的手表放下来, 常常地看住那个手表。
So the little boy said to his mother, what does it mean, Mom, when the minister puts his clock watch on the pulpit?
所以在台下当中有一个小孩就问他的妈妈, 这是什么意思呢? 为什么那个, 牧师在台上把他手表取下来放在台上呢?
She said, son, it doesn't mean a thing.
那妈妈就跟小孩说, 那是没有什么意义的。
It does this morning, though. I'll be very careful.
不过今天这倒是有一点意义, 我会很小心, 不要太花太多时间。
I'd like to share with you just very quickly the blessings, and I say this as a result of my experience.
我要跟你们分享一下神给我的很大的祝福, 这是从我自己的经验里面所说的。
One of the blessings of the presence of Jesus is that I don't have to come to church Sunday morning for an hour to have fellowship with him.
其中一个祝福就是说, 我不是单单可以在教会里面一两个小时就跟神同在, 他什么时候都跟我同在。
When you leave here, he'll be where you are.
当你离开这里的时候, 他会跟着你。
Mama, while you're working in the kitchen doing the dishes, Jesus will be there.
那些家庭主妇在厨房里做事的时候, 耶稣会在那。
When you're driving back to work, Dad, he'll be sitting in the car with you.
那些开车上班的, 耶稣也在车里面跟你一起。
Young folks, when you go back to school, he's there wherever you are.
你们年轻的, 如果是上学的, 你回到学校去, 主耶稣也跟你一起去。
There's a passage in the book of Philippians that where Paul says in chapter 3, verse 10, he said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings.
在腓立比书, 保罗说, 他, 我认识主耶稣, 也认识到他跟我的, 同在。
And that used to puzzle me, even after I became when I became a Christian and a preacher, because I thought, what is Paul saying? He met the Lord on the road to Damascus.
Yeah, 我就觉得很奇怪, 虽然我已经是基督徒一段时候, 我不明白这个保罗为什么说神与同在, 他不是见过神了吗? 不见过主耶稣了吗?
And now 30 years later, Paul says, then I may know him.
那30年之后, 他说, 好让我能够认识他。
And it took me a while to realize that what Paul was saying, there's a suppressed word there, and the word, I believe, is better.
原来保罗说,好让我认识他, 可是他是真正的意思是,好让我 真正的更清楚的来认识他。
Many of you folk I've never met before.
你们当中很多我从来没有见过面。
Some of you maybe before you run away today, I'll meet you.
也许你们当中有一些在你们离开之前我会跟你们见面。
But what will I have to do to get to know you?
可是我必须要做什么才能够认识你呢？
The answer is obvious, isn't it?
那不是很清楚吗？那个答案。
I'd have to spend some time with you, not just shake your hand.
我不单单要跟你握手，我还要跟你谈一谈话。
I'd have to spend time talking to you and drinking coffee or better tea.
我需要花一些时间跟你们喝杯咖啡，或者更好是喝一杯茶。
But you see my point. You don't get to know people just by meeting, by shaking their hand and saying goodbye.I know your name.
我想你知道我的意思，你不能够单单靠着握手，然后就说再见，就能够认识那些人。
Paul did meet Jesus on the road to Damascus, but he didn't know him very well yet.
保罗曾在往大马士革路上见过耶稣，可是他那时候不是真正的认识耶稣。
And now 30 years later, he's still saying, "Oh, that I might know him better."
三十年之后他还是在说那好让我能够更加的认识他。
You may have met the Lord 15 or 20 or 30 years ago, but how well do you know him?
你也许15、20年之前认识了主耶稣，可是你对他认识有多深呢？
You know, if you're conscious that he's with you, you can talk to him.You don't have to wait till Sunday morning to come and hear the pastor pray. I better stop.
如果你知道你认识他，你不需要等到星期天来到教会才与他交谈。
You know, sometimes I'm riding along in the car by myself and I'm talking to the Lord, and I'll bet some people go by and, you know, say, "Look at that old man talking to himself." But they're wrong.
有时候在开车的时候我心里默默地跟神说话，有些人在开车经过看到我这样的时候以为这个是一个很奇怪的人。
There's a song that says, "He walks with me and he talks with me, and what does he tell me? I'm his own, and I say, praise the Lord."
有一首歌是说他跟我说话，他跟我同行，他Last one.
Oh, I forgot already. He doesn't know what it's like to interpret for an 82-year-old man.
Ah, 我是他的，我是属于他的。
It's in the songbook.
Yeah,
it's in the songbook. Okay.So the presence of the Lord has been such a blessing to me because he walks and talks with me. I get up in the morning and say, "Lord, what are we going to do today?" And he tells me.
所以神的同在是很大的祝福，因为他跟我说话，他与我同在，他每天早上都跟我交谈。
The second thing I'd like to share with you about the blessing of his presence is his provision.
第二点我要跟大家分享的，他神给我的与我同在的祝福呢，是他给我的供应很多。
David said, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want." And I say, "I do not want."
大卫说，神是我的牧人，我没有什么缺乏的。然而我却说，我不需要什么。
You know, my wife and I are living testimonies that God provides for his people. 56 years, this is why this girl should definitely be called St. Dorothy. 56 years with the same old man.
我的太太已经跟我一起有56年了，我们常常感受到神给我们的很多的供应。
And I'm not going to take time to rehearse it. That's why we wrote this. Because in 56 years, 7 years of school, 40 years of pastoring, and 10 children and 19 grandchildren, the Lord has always provided.
我想我不要花太多时间说在这，因为我把它写在小册子里面。不过我和他在一起的时候有七年的时间，我们在学校里面有四年的时间，我们 four years forward.
How many?
4 years forward.
Oh, in school?
7 years in school. 七年在学校里面。
4 years of college, 7 years of seminary, and we had 6 children by the time we got out of there.
Okay. 你们知道，就是他跟他在学校很多一段时间，而且他们有6个小孩。
And then, you know, I know this may sound strange, but miracles have happened in our life the way God has provided. To me, it's just wonderful to think about it.
我想说起来是很奇怪，神在我们生命当中给我们的很多的供应，好像是神迹这样。
There's another thing, and I say this to you young folk, because I'm at the end of the trail, you're starting out the trail.
我要跟你们当中年轻的人说几句话，我现在是在人生的最后的一段路程里面。
Some of you are going to think about getting married.
你们当中有一些也许在想,
Some of you already are.
有些已经结了婚。
Some of you are going to be thinking, where should I go to school? What should I choose as a job?
你们有些在考虑我要去哪里上学，我要做什么工作，找什么工作职业。
Now answer me this question: is God concerned about things like that?
你们相信神对这件事情的关心吗？
Is He concerned about who you marry?
他对你的结婚的对象有没有关心呢？
Is He concerned about what job you choose?
他对你要选择的职业有没有关心呢？
You better believe it.
你最好是相信这一点。
You know, I was a very new Christian after getting out of the war.
我从战场回来，我那时候是刚刚的成为基督徒。
And I didn't know much about the Bible.
我对圣经不熟悉。
But I was pretty sure that I wasn't supposed to be a monk.
然后我却很肯定我不会成为一个和尚。
And there were quite a few girls around that I came to know, and my wife knows most of them.
那我周围有很多年轻的女孩，那我太太那时候是其中一位。
So don't worry, I won't be in big trouble after I leave.
你不要担心，我不会有麻烦的。
But I'm so serious about this because as a pastor, I've seen people come to me to get married, and then 10 years later, they wish they'd never heard the word.
所以，我身为一个牧师，有很多人，很多年轻人到我来跟我谈起这个婚姻的事情，可是很多年之后，他们就是后悔，他们跟我说了。
So in my confusion of which girl that maybe I should marry, I came across that passage in Philippians 4:19.
当我在考虑我的婚姻的事情的时候，我想起了圣经里《腓立比书》4:19.
And you know what it said?
你知道是说什么吗？
My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory. And I said, Lord, I need a wife.
他说神会照着他自己的意思来供应你所有一切需要的。那时我就对神说，我需要一个太太。
And you know, young people, God answered my prayer. There she is.
所以你们看，神回应了我的祷告。
And I can only imagine what might have happened if they married the wrong one.
我不可想象，如果我娶了一个不对的一个女孩。
Just a couple more things, and then I'm done.
还有几点，我就要说完了。
I know you didn't bring your lunch.
我知道你们没有带你们的午餐来。
We need sometimes direction.
有时候我们需要一点指示。
When we got married, I was working for the telephone company. I had property. I better stop in the middle here.
当我结婚的时候，我是在跟一家电话公司工作，我有一些产业。
I had bought house plans from Good Homes and Gardens.
我买了一些教导人去怎么样去做园艺，或这个。
It's a magazine.
Yeah, yeah. 修理家的整理家的一些杂志。
And I was optimistic. You know, back in the old days, you young people wouldn't believe it. You could dig foundation. You could dig cellars by hand.
Yeah, 那时候我就想就是要修理一下，装修一下家里。我以为我什么都可以做。
And I can prove I started to do it because she took my picture.
我可以向你证明我曾经开始做了，因为我太太帮我照了一些相。
And we were active in our home church. I was a deacon. She taught Sunday school. But when we got married, we said, Lord, we'll do whatever you want us to do. But we didn't think he'd take us up on it.
Yeah, 那时候我们在教会里面，我是一个执事，那他在教这个主日学，那我真的不知道神要给我们怎么带领。
We got married in May, and 3 months later, we were sitting in Sunday at the Sunday evening service.
我们在五月的时候结了婚，三个月之后，我们就在教堂里面有一个聚会。
And the pastor gave an invitation he'd never given before.
那个牧师呢，他给了一个请求，他是从来没有这样请求过的。
He said, if there's anyone here tonight who believes that God is calling them into Christian service, stand up.
他那时候说，你们当中有没有人听到神声音，要呼召你们来做神的工？
Now,
有的话请坐站起来。
When people tell me, you know, God spoke to me, I admit I'm a little bit skeptical. You know, my antennas go up.
如果有人跟我说神跟你说话，那我真的有点不太相信，我的天线就站起来。
You're doing a great job. But I'll be very honest with you, if I'm an honest man at all. That night, as I sat in that pew, it was just as if the telephone rang, and I picked it up, and I heard God's voice say, David, I want you.
我很坦白跟你们说，那天我坐在教堂里面，就好像神向我打了一个电话，跟我说， David, 我要你。
And I had two choices. To obey or disobey, and I got up. I stood up.
我只有两个选择。
But then all of a sudden,
顺服或者不顺服，我就站起来了。
It suddenly occurred to me, I was a married man. I had a wife.
那时候我突然间想起来，我刚刚结了婚，我有一个太太。
Just suppose she was sitting there and saying, I'm not going to do anything like that.
也许她不赞成呢，她说，不好，不好，不好。
But you know, I turned around and looked, and there was my bride standing right next to me, smiling.
可是很奇妙的，我再转头一望，我太太也站起来，在那边微笑。
She was with me then, and she's been with me for the next 56 years.
她那时候和我同在，接下来的56年，她也与我同在。
And young people, that's why it's so important to get the Lord's will for you.
年轻人，所以我说，如果你要照着神的旨意，那是最重要的了。
Okay, just two more and then I'm done.
还有两点我就要说完了。
I don't know, maybe you folks don't have this kind of problem, but
也许你们没有我这样的一些问题。
Do you ever have a problem sinning?
你没有一个犯罪的问题呢？
I'll give you an example. Think for a minute where you were last week.
我给你一个方法去想，上个星期你在哪里？
Think about where you were, what you were looking at on television or on your computer.
Yeah, 想想你在哪里，你在看什么，在电视上看什么，或者在电脑上看什么。
Think about if you had an argument with your wife or your husband, or you exploded at work or at school.
想想有没有跟任何人争吵过，好像你的自己的配偶或者在 工作场合里面跟你的同事们争吵。
You say, well, you know, I can't help myself.
但我没有办法，不能没有这样的。
Let me give you a suggestion how I help.
那我给你一个，我给你一个建议，也跟你分享一下神怎么样帮助我。
Would you done the things that you did last week, or said the things that you said last week, or watched the things that you watched last week, if you were conscious that Jesus was standing right there alongside of you?
我问你们，假使耶稣基督就在你身边，你会不会做你所做的？你会不会看你所看的，说你所说的？
Young people and adults, I find that's the greatest deterrent for sin.
你们当中年轻的和成年的，我发现知道耶稣基督就在我身边，会使到我能够制止我犯罪的倾向。
I have to say, Lord, before I look at this or say this or think this, what do you think about it?
我会不管我做什么说什么，我都会追问神，你怎么想？
Okay, my last suggestion.For the presence of God.
我最后一点。
You know, there's a lot of fear in the world today, isn't there?
今天我们有很多事情使我们惧怕，是不是？
People are afraid of so many things. They're afraid of war and murder and all. And I appreciate that.
我们很多人都对各样事情有很大的惧怕，好像是战争等等。我明白这一点。
But you know, you don't have to be afraid.If the Lord is walking with you.
当然你不需要惧怕，假如你知道神是与你同行。
David said, I will fear no evil, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
大卫说，我曾经度过死荫的幽谷，可是我却一点都不惧怕。
Back in 1945 and 46, I walked through the valley of the shadow many times.
在过去45年和46年的时候，我曾经度过很多很多次死荫的幽谷。
And I was afraid.
我是非常的惧怕。
And I'll tell you why, because I didn't think there was anybody with me.
我告诉你是为什么，因为我以为没有人与我同在。
I didn't know the Lord.
那时候我不认识主。
But you know, he takes away fear.
当然，你要相信，他能够把惧怕挪去。
I heard just...Well, two things. I smile sometimes when I read that passage in Scripture where Jesus was in the boat with his disciples.
有时候我想起或者读起那一段经文，是那个耶稣和他的门徒在船里面的时候，我会有点心里很微笑的感觉。
And the storm came up, and they were afraid the boat would sink.
因为风浪一起的时候，那些门徒就惧怕，因为他们怕那船会沉下去。
But you know what? That boat couldn't sink.
你们知道吗？那艘船是根本不可能沉下去的。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because Jesus was in it.
因为耶稣在里面。
No matter how much water came in there, that boat wasn't going to go down because they were in the same boat with the Son of God.
不管有多少的水冲进了船里面，那船还是不会沉的，因为那些门徒有耶稣跟他们同在，在同一艘船上面。
And I'm glad I'm in the same boat with him too.
我很高兴我跟主耶稣在同一艘船上面。
You say, well, that was a long time ago. Does he protect us now?
那不是很久以前的事情吗？他今天还是一样的保护我们吗？
I heard something about a week ago on television when the man was preaching. And he told about this particular instance, which I'll be brief in.
那我记得在电视上看到最近就是有一个牧师在讲这一段圣经的时候。
A young lady had been at some kind of a function in the evening, and after it was over, she went out into the parking lot by herself to get into her automobile.
有一个女孩，她那一天晚上去一个 party， 然后就后来出来在停车场里面要上车。
And as she got out into the parking lot, all of a sudden, three young men who had beenhiding themselves leaped out and started toward her, and their purpose was.Very obvious.
那他遇到了一件事情，就是他在有三个男生跑到他车里面去，那他们的动机是很清楚的。
She realized that she could not outrun them, so she just stood there.
他知道 他不能逃掉，他只好站在那边。
And she prayed.
他就祷告。
And she, these three young men, they came toward her and they had this lustful, leering look on their three faces. And all of a sudden, as they got close, they stopped.
那三个男生就冲向这个女生，他们脸上都带着一点恶意。他们突然间来到那女生前面，突然间停下来了。
And from a look of lust they had as she looked at them, they had faces that were filled with terror and terrible fear.
突然间，他们那三位男生的脸上的恶意突然变成好像是惧怕。
And they were looking at her and above her, and the next minute they turned around and ran as fast as they could.
他们望着她，但忽然间他们就转头就跑掉了。
She had no idea why. She reported it to the police. That was it.
她不知道为什么他们跑了，她就把这事情告诉了警察，之后就没事了。
But 2 weeks later, one of these three men was arrested on another charge.
两星期之后，那三个男生当中有一个后来被逮捕了。
And while he was in the police station being interrogated, he volunteered some information about what had happened 2 weeks before.
当他在警察局里面被追问的时候，他把一些那天晚上的事情说了出来。
He said as the three men started toward this girl and he admitted what their purpose was.
他说当他们三位三个人一起冲向这个女生的时候，而且呢，他也承认他们那时候的动机是何在。
He said, all of a sudden, we saw standing behind her and towering above her this figure of a warrior.
他说他们突然间看到那个女生背后好像有一个勇士站在她后面那样。
In armor and holding a big sword.
那都穿上盔甲，而且拿着一支这个剑，刀。
And he said his face was just terrifying.
然后他的脸是非常的恐惧。
And he said we got out of there just as fast as we could.
他说我们那时候就只好很快的跑掉了。
You say, well, does the Lord always do that? No.
那我说神是不是常常这样做的呢？不是。
Can the Lord do it?
那主可以这样做吗？当然可以。
Yes.The Lord is my shepherd, and I do not want.
神是我的牧人，而我不需要惧怕。
And friends, my prayer for each one of you today is, as best I've been able to share it, and I do thank this brother for putting up with me. Seriously, I didn't come to preach a sermon to you, but just to share something that's been a blessing to my heart.My heart goes out to you, young people and adults.
老实说，我今天来不是只是为了讲道，我是很关心你们也跟你们分享神与你们同在。
To be conscious when you leave here of the Lord going with you through this next week and through the rest of your life will be a great blessing to each one of you.
愿你们纪念神。今天与你们同在，你们离开之后也与你们同在，甚至和你们永远的同在，这是很极大的祝福。
And my final word is this: If you're not sure that the Jesus Christ is your Savior, then don't wait, because you'll never know His presence until first of all you've met Him.
我最后说，就如果你们不知道主耶稣是你的救主。求你们不要再等待，因为你不会认识他，直到你见他。
Let's pray. O God, our Father, lay your hands upon each one of these dear folk. May your presence in their midst, Lord Jesus, give them that blessed warmth of heart to know that they walk and talk.With the King of Kings. We ask this in your blessed and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.